الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. ذكرنا يا أخوان in the authentic narration collected by Imam al-Nasa'i in his Sunan, on the authority of the noble companion Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Attaakum Ramadan, Shahrul Mubarak, Faradallah alaykum siyamahu. There comes, ya akhwan, in this tremendous narration, that the month of Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month, a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the fast obligatory upon you. تُفْتَحْ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. The gates of the heavens are opened. وَتُغْلَقْ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. And the gates of the Jaheem, the gates of the hellfire are closed. And the devils are locked up. وَلِلَّهِ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. And it is a night that is better than 1,000 months. And as the ulama have mentioned, ikhwan, regarding this tremendous affair, as it relates to the affairs of ibadah, مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرُهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمْ. And whoever has been denied its good, whoever has been denied its goodness has indeed been denied. We say, ya akhwan, walillah alhamd, that upon us is another month of Ramadan, a blessed month of forgiveness, a month of mercy, a month of pardon from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is incumbent upon each and every one of us, ya akhwan, to seize the opportunity, to take hold of the opportunity of this tremendous month of blessings, this month of forgiveness, this month of mercy. For indeed we are in need of it. We have a great need, ya ikhwan, of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this opportunity is before us. Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami', he collects a tremendous narration, ya ikhwan, of Abu Huraira as well. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad said, رغم أنف رجلا ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي. May he be humiliated, the one who I am mentioned in his presence, and he does not send blessings upon me. This is a reminder for us, ya ikhwan, that when we hear the name of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned before us, that we send those blessings upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. And the one who is stingy with his own soul is the one who does not mention that, ikhwan, does not send those blessings upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we find in the other authentic narration. من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة. Whoever sends that one blessing upon me, Allah will send 10 like it upon him. This is important for us, ikhwan, as a reminder that when the Messenger of Allah Muhammad alayhi salam is mentioned before us, ikhwan, that we send those blessings upon him. And the one who is stingy with his own soul is the one who does not do so. And we find, ikhwan, in this narration that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions, may he be humiliated, the one who does so. وَرَغِمَ أَنْفَ رَجُلٍ دَخْلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانٍ ثُمَّنْ سَلَخَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. And may he be humiliated, the one who Ramadan comes to him and then leaves from him before he is forgiven for his sins. May you be humiliated, ya akhwan, the one who Ramadan comes and Ramadan leaves and he is not forgiven for his sins. The ulama have explained this narration from the Miqwan al-Mubarak 40, the great scholar of hadith. And he has said regarding this, ikhwan, eh? بِأَلَّمْ يَتُوبْ. Meaning this individual does not seek forgiveness. He does not make tawbah. Ramadan has come to him, a month of mercy, a month of forgiveness, a month of pardon. And he doesn't make tawbah. He doesn't seek Allah's forgiveness. doesn't have remorse for his sins, doesn't feel regretful, doesn't have sorrow, continues in that regard. And as a great scholar of Islam, Sheikh Al-Fawzan, has mentioned, that the true loser during the month of Ramadan is the one who continues in his sin, he continues in his transgression, continues in his obstinance, has no concern, ya ikhwan, for right conduct, has no concern for right guidance, has no concern for being upright, has no concern, ikhwan, alayhi barifikum, for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The monk comes to him and he continues to backbite, continues to slander, continues to fornicate, continues to steal, continues to trick. So we say to these individuals, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his authentic narration, may that man be humiliated, may that woman be humiliated, that Ramadan comes to you and you let it go from you and you do not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins that we have committed year round. And also in Mubarak 40, he said, ikhwan, in the explanation of this tremendous narration, أَوْ لَمْ يُعَذِّمْهُ بِالْمُبَالَغَ فِي الطَّاعَةِ حَتَّى يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Or he does not go to great lengths. He does not go to great lengths in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he may be forgiven for his sins. Here is the opportunity to do all kinds of acts of good. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was jawadan. He was very generous. Tremendously generous. وَأَجْبَدْ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And he was most generous during the month of Ramadan. Here is the opportunity for us, ikhwan. It is before us right now. To open that tight fist. To stretch them short arms. To begin to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give from what we love. To give from what is dear to us. To give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the work of the akhirah. This is the work of the next life, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We're striving for Jannah. We're striving for paradise. We're not going to let anything get in our way, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, from the trifling affairs of this worldly life. We're striving for Allah's pleasure. We're striving for paradise. Ramadan is upon us. The opportunity is before us. Let us seize this opportunity. And let's not be from those, ikhwan, who Ramadan comes to us and it leaves from us. And we're in that same pitiful, sad state. Not changing our ways, not giving generously, not reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here's an opportunity, ikhwan. The Prophet ﷺ used to recite the Quran with Jibreel every Ramadan marra, at least once. And in the last year of his life, ikhwan, as it mentions in the narration, marratain, twice he would recite it with Jibreel. The mother of the Quran, ya ikhwan. Recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the time to recite Allah's book. Struggle to learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proper recitation in the Arabic language. Bilisan al-Arabiyyin Mubeen. The Quran is in clear Arabic speech. Learn the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite it. Study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And implement it in your lives. Do not waste your month on slander. You've had the other 11 months to play around like that. Do not waste this month, ikhwan, and backbiting, and ghibah, and tail carrying, and vain speech. You have an opportunity before you to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get serious. Get down to business. As we know in this month, ya ikhwan, it mentions regarding the Salaf al-Salih that during this tremendous month of Ramadan, ya ikhwan, that they used, ikhwan, as it is said, they used to buckle down. And we know, ikhwan, Sheikh Rabi has explained for us in the methodology of the companions, in the methodology of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this tremendous month of Ramadan, that they got serious, more serious than even the other times of the year. So we say to our brothers, we say to our sisters, now is the time. Take advantage. Do not be from those, ikhwan, who are from the losers. The Ramadan comes to them and leaves, ikhwan, they're not forgiven. They have not taken the opportunity to find that forgiveness, to seek that forgiveness. And the other narration, ikhwan, collected also, or narrated by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ الرَّمَضَانِ, when Ramadan comes, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ, that the doors of mercy are open. Here is the opportunity, that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those doors are open, ikhwan. Those doors of mercy. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the doors of the hellfire are closed, they're locked up. Look at the tremendous affair, Ikhwan, of this month. Well, Sulsilat al-Shayateen, and the devils are locked up. And the ulama have explained it here as an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ikhwan, has given the believers, that they do not have the same ability to tempt the worshippers during the month of Ramadan, because they're engaged in ibadah, they're engaged in prayer, they're engaged in fasting, they're engaged in dhikr, they're engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shayateen don't have the same opportunity. So you better seize your opportunity. You better take advantage. For how many days are we burying our brothers and sisters? Every day, every week, every month. None of us had a guarantee to make it to Ramadan, and none of us have a guarantee to make it out. We're striving for Allah's pleasure. We're striving for the paradise. We're striving for forgiveness. We have an opportunity before us, the month of Ramadan, a month of pardon, a month of mercy, a month of forgiveness. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your days. Don't waste your breath. Be diligent in ibadah. Remind your children. Remind your wives. Remind your brothers. Enjoin the good. Forbid the evil. This is a noble time, a tremendous time, a tremendous opportunity. Don't let it pass you, ya Ikhwan wa Akhawat. And be mindful, Ikhwan, of that other wording of the narration. Wa yunadi munad. That one will call out, ya baghil khair aqbil. O seeker of good, come close. Proceed. Wa ya baghil shar aqsir. And O seeker of evil, O one who desires evil, stand down, stop short, don't continue, leave it off, ya Ikhwan, cease and desist. وَلِلَّهِ اُعْتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَى. And Allah will free a people, will save a people from the fire, and that is every night of the month of Ramadan. The opportunity is before us. Let us be from those, Ikhwan wa Akhawat, brothers and sisters, who seize this opportunity. And from those who are mindful, bismillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi yamma ba'al. I want you, Ikhwan, to also mention, as this month is upon us, this month of mercy, this month of pardon, this month of forgiveness, it is a month, Ikhwan, that we fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We abandon food and we abandon drink and we abandon those yani desires during the daytime. But we remind one another, Ikhwan, that it's not just a matter of leaving off food. And it's not just a matter of leaving off drink. But it's also a matter, Ikhwan, of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ikhwan, with ta'ah, with obedience. Striving to do righteous deeds. Striving to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Striving for forgiveness. Striving for pardon. Seeking Allah's mercy, ya Ikhwan, in this tremendous month. So we remind one another, ya Ikhwan, of that tremendous narration of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلْ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٍ فِي أَنْ يَدْعَ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not leave off evil speech. And as Ibn Hajar, he mentions, Ikhwan, in the explanation of this tremendous narration, what is intended by this, Ikhwan, is al-kadhib, was-safa, foolishness, idiocy, evil behavior, idle talk, as we have mentioned before. Whoever does not leave off these matters, then Allah has no need that he leave off food and drink. Now the ulama have explained, this does not mean, Ikhwan, that the one who falls into this, it does not mean now that this is a command for him to leave off fasting. Khalas, I have done this evil, I've fallen to this transgression, so I'm not even going to continue the fast. That's not what is intended here, but rather a tahdhir min hadha al-amal, rather the warning from this kind of action. The warning from this kind of behavior. You are in a noble action of worship. You are in a noble action of ibadah and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Act like it. O seeker of good, continue in that regard. Come close, come near. But as for the one who seeks evil, stand down. Stop still. Do not continue. And as Ibn Hajar, he mentions, Ikhwan, concerning this narration, it also benefits us, Ikhwan, that this diminishes the reward of one's fast. This foolish behavior, this evil behavior, it diminishes the blessings and the reward. We're trying to get all the reward we can. We are in need of all that we can get acquired from reward, from forgiveness, from pardon, from mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ain't got no time to waste reward, to squander it, to squander the time, to squander the opportunity. We are in need of Allah's mercy. The greatest need, more than that food, more than that drink at night. We are in need of Allah's mercy, in need of Allah's forgiveness, ya ikhwan. Don't squander the opportunity. And as Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, he mentions, and I also want to remind my brothers and my sisters, have sabr, have patience. Your reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not be from those, ikhwan, who complain all day long. Because the fast may have been lengthy, maybe a bit lengthy during the day. It may be a bit hot because we're in the summer days. But do not be from those, ikhwan, who complain. Do not diminish the blessings of your fast. The noble scholar, Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, was asked regarding the one who complains all day, I'm so hungry, I'm so thirsty, it's so hot. The Shaykh said, the likes of this one we say regarding him, that if he has done this out of an absence or a lack of pleasure with Allah's great act, this great act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complaining about it, then there is no question, ikhwan, that this diminishes the reward of his fast. Let us not be from those, ikhwan, who complain in this fashion, but let us be from those who have patience. And let us be from those who are pleased, ikhwan, and happy with this tremendous opportunity that Allah has given us. Be thankful Allah has given you the strength to fast. Be thankful Allah has given you the ability to fast. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwan, for his mercy upon you that he allowed you to make it to Ramadan. How do you complain? How do you bellyache? How do you find and take the opportunity to complain? Instead, make dhikr, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moisten your tongue. Wet your tongue with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of wetting your tongue with complaints, wet your tongue with the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read it and recite it. For this is better for you. And as we find in the narration of Abu Huraira as well, the Prophet ﷺ said, من صام رمضان إيمان واحتسابه غفره لما ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with iman and also hoping for that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be forgiven of his previous sins. And what is intended here, ikhwan, is from the minor sins that the ulama have mentioned. So we say, ikhwan, take this opportunity of this month of maghfirah, this month of forgiveness, this month of pardon, this month of mercy, this month, ikhwan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, where people are saved from the hellfire. And I say, ikhwan, in conclusion, that what is intended here by iman, what is intended by iman, as the ulama have mentioned, is the belief in the obligation of fasting and also the sound creed. Where Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami has mentioned, that these actions of ibad, ikhwan, they must spring forth from a sound creed. A sound creed. Correct and proper belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what is the affair of the Khawarij? The Prophet mentioned, yani tahkiruna. Some of you will, yani, will be jealous of your prayer next to their prayer. Wa siyamukum inda siyamihim. And your fasting beside their fasting. يَقْرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا يُجَاوِ سَرَقِيهِمْ. They will recite the Qur'an but will not go below their collarbones. And as the ulama have explained, they may fast all of the time. And they may pray all of the time. And they may, ikhwan, recite the Qur'an like that. But that iman, ikhwan, has not entered into their hearts. The creed is corrupt. The belief is not sound. The creed is off, ya ikhwan. So therefore that which springs from it is also off. So therefore, ikhwan, we have that correct creed, that correct belief. And we stand up, ya ikhwan, as people of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance with the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwan, to allow us to take this opportunity, to seek this forgiveness, to seek this mercy, to seek this pardon, and that we not be not from those, ya ikhwan, who squander the opportunity. And that Ramadan pass us, and we are not forgiven for our sins. And therefore to be from those who are humiliated.